enough yawning now, wake up. Dear beloved Master, a frustrated lady is crying out for some clarity. I felt very strongly in the last satsang that I have difficulty to embrace love. It is like I'm being served the food here every day, but I don't eat it. I have a distance to it. The first thing that came to my mind was a little girl who didn't get the love she expected. And maybe she is afraid of being rejected again. I don't know if there is any connection at all. But I told myself that I'm a grown-up now and I don't need to trust them. I can trust myself. Do I have to unburden more stuff before I can embrace love? I'm always surprised how much tension and fear there is in my body each time I come up here. Between each retreat I'm doing homework, but there is much more homework to be done. And I feel that you are giving me the strength and the courage I need to go on. I love to be in this family. At last, I found a family with love and safety. Love from a grateful Aishani. This is a good insight, Aishani. And you say you are always surprised how much tension and fear there is in my body each time I come up here. No, it's there always. It's just that here you see it, no? That's what I'm telling you. You're not aware how much you are carrying. And here, slowly, slowly, you start feeling. You start becoming aware. You have the right vision to look at yourself, to feel yourself. But this, that you have a difficulty to embrace love, everybody has difficulty to embrace love. Because love will transform you. Love is very dangerous. It will consume you. So everybody is hungry for love, but everybody is afraid also. Because love demands, requires that you let go of your whole past to be available to love. The ego, the mind, all these fears has to go. All the conflicts has to go. That what is the requirement to embrace love and become one with love. Then you will disappear like the river coming into the ocean. The river is always excited but also very scared. But the more love it is, the easier it is. If there is total love, total trust is the most easy. The most easy way and the most natural, organic way there is. It couldn't be more difficult. It couldn't be more easy. It couldn't be more difficult also because you are so identified with your problems, no? So it's both ways. So the more mind, the more difficult. The less mind, the easier. You have to have a kind of maturity, mature soul that understands. Because you cannot do it from the mind, you have to do it from your heart, from your totality. Love the man's totality, only then you can be really with love. It's like I'm being served this delicious food every day, but I don't eat it, I have a distance to it. Yes, because some of you feel that this will change you. What happens when you eat it? The first thing that came to my mind was a little girl who didn't get the love she expected, and maybe she's afraid of being rejected again. And it's a well-known fact that many people, they got rejected, and then they close because they don't want to get hurt again. But life is such that if you want to open, there is a possibility to be happy and there's a possibility to be sad. Both is there. And that's how we learn. But it is also, like you say, this little girl that didn't get the love. And a little child is innocent. That's why Jesus says this famous statement, you have to become like a child, innocent. That means pure. A child doesn't carry the past. It lives in the moment. So this is the innocent heart any Jesus is talking to. You have to again reclaim your innocent heart. That's what I call the homework. When that innocent heart is there, when that love is ignited and has taken over, then we walk together then. Then no conflict. Then only understanding. Only totality. Only ecstasy. Only silence. And that's what Jesus means, that you have to become like a little child. You have to find again that innocence, no matter how much people have disappointed you as such. And the more you understand, the more you accept also, because who of your parents have found themselves? You can only give that much love as you have found, as you have realized, as you are living. So everybody is starving for love, but very few have found it. So what can they serve you then? And so that's what you're seeing here now. Here is served good food every day, but you don't eat it because you are used to be starved. You are used to being on the outside. And so this has to come from yourself. You have to see your own situation. Again and again, I remind you, you have to be responsible to look and see yourself. Then when you start changing, then it's easy. You told yourself that I'm a grown-up now and I don't need to trust them, I can trust myself. And that's what I'm teaching you, to trust yourself, to trust your own insights. Then you don't need to ask anybody else, you know it. You have to find out. Do I have to unburden more stuff before I can embrace love? No. If you are totally, love is always available, waiting, but are you ready to drop everything? Then it's possible right now. And it will always happen right now. If it's in now or if it's in 1,000 years, it will be still in the now. No, that depends how courageous you are. If you're ready to drop it. But it is a kind of maturity and understanding, it has to be conscious first. It just comes like a surprise, like a gift. Then you have to walk consciously. Many times you go into this beautiful space here, but you have to integrate it, no? You have to integrate it into your life. It has to mature. So it's no separation from this and that. It has to be all-consuming. That's what they say, that love requires this totality. Then it's very easy. Then love is very happy, because then you can dance. How can you dance if you think about only the past or the dishes that is waiting for you at home? You can think about that. They will be there anyway. Do I have to unburden more stuff before I can embrace love? No, this love is always available, but maybe you are not ready to let everything go. Most people have to do it gradually. But remember, one day it will happen. The last jump is not gradually, it's instant. So it's a paradox. Because we are so identified with the whole story, then it takes time. If you're not identified, you can be free right now. I'm always surprised how much tension and fear there is in my body each time I come up here. Yeah, it's not here. It's always been there. It's just here you get the eyes to see it, to feel it. And only then, only when you feel and you sense, then you can start doing something with it. Most people have no idea that all these tensions and fears are there. Between each retreat I'm doing homework, but there is much more homework to be done, and I feel you are giving me the strength and the courage to go on. That's what I want to give you, the courage and the strength to go on. You can face anything. Love is very difficult, very hard to find in this world, no? People focus on everything except the real things. Everybody has their whole attention on the dreams. That's why it's so difficult. Because they look in the wrong direction. If they look in the right direction, it's very easy. So this love, this is the miracle. Then there's a harmony coming from love. When you follow love, then harmony will come. I love to be in this family. At last I found a family with love and safety. And that's the thing, that you have to find the place where you can relax. And in that relaxation and that safety, then these things happen by itself. Because everything is there, it's just buried under different layers. The more you relax, the more it will come up. The more fear, the more difficult. The less fear, no fear, very easy. So all this will go slowly, slowly. It is going. Just start eating more. No? This is one thing that you can eat a lot of, and you don't get fat, or you don't get constipated, or you don't get headache or anything, you just eat. You maybe become very silly and laughing and stumbling around and doing weird things. That maybe happen. But that is the risk of coming closer to love. then maybe everybody think you are crazy. That is the courage. But you will be happy. Beloved Babaji, I just want to tell you how much gratitude I feel for you. When I first came here, I was so thirsty, almost dry, and in the first satsang, my heart took a big breath and I drank. And this is what I have been taking from you. I have been drinking, and still not getting enough. My heart is longing for more and more. That's great, Premdi, drink. This is the different, it's different laws in the inner world and the outer world. In the outer world, then people, they are keeping the money, they're hoarding the money, no? They're saving the money because they want more. Huh? Then they get very tight. Then everybody is tight because that's how it functions. And if you want something more, you have to hold on to it, save more. And this is how people do in the inner also, but it's not like that. In the inner world, the more you give, the more you give, the more you have. Hmm? No, people doesn't know that because they are not used to the inner world, the inner laws. You have a lower laws and you have higher laws. Hmm? So you can just drink, it's okay because so you're helping me also. You are giving me life, love, hope, strength, understanding, and so much more. You know this is what I was looking for all my life. And now I found you. In my heart there is a big celebration. I know. Baba, I feel like I'm waking up more and more every time. I finally understood that this is it. I had an insight that the no is no. I thought that in the future I was going to live in the present. Crazy, but true. This is exactly how the mind is. And that's how everybody thinks. I'm happy you got this. Start living now. That's what I'm always surprised. They will be happy there in the future. Why not be happy now? Crazy but true. It's so right. It's totally crazy. That's why all the enlightened ones, all the mystics, they say that this whole world is like a mental hospital. Huh? Because it's totally crazy. And the few sane people, they crucify. Huh? These things, they can only do things like this in a mental hospital. The only one that is saved, they kill those people. They don't want to listen to them because they're disturbing their madness. So now I know I came home to my family. No more searching. I remember you said in one of my first satsangs that everything starts when you stop. And I believed it. I took the risk and changed all my plans and stopped. That you were very lucky, Premdi. You were really ready to stop. This is how easily it is. When you just believe it, you trust the Master and you just do it. then instantly you get the results. And Jesus Christ, it is so true that everything starts when you stop. I have no words to explain it, although I like to share two experiences I had during this retreat. The first one, I was in my bed, relaxing, and suddenly everything started to become more and more silent, until it got to a point where I could only hear my breath, and the sound of the silence becoming stronger. And then everything stopped. And I felt amazing joy, like never before. My whole body opened. It was wonderful. But it only lasted for a minute or less. I started thinking and then I lost it. Yes, but it happened. And it was wonderful. The other experience was from the other day during Vipassana. I felt quite the same, and again I lost it. I got very excited, and then I started thinking, and I lose my relaxation. This is all new. It feels like stopping in time and space. I also start listening to the gaps between the words when you talk in satsang. They have huge power. It feels like another dimension. Is this my center, Baba? Yes, it's everybody's center. And that's the important things, the gaps between the words. And the words have huge power, but they are just hinting at that silence between the words. It's like when you breathe, it is the gap between the breath, when there is no in-breath, no out-breath. That is the door. And that gap between the words, that gap between the thoughts, what is that? That's what I'm hinting at. And when the focus is there, then you start to really understand. Then everything that the master is saying, or not saying, or doing, in silence or in words, you start feeling it from a different side. No, I know, I want more. I know this, but I can see that it's not easy. It requires strong commitment, all our energy, being alert the whole day, studying our mind, not being identified with it, having the strength to see our shadows and go deeper. Hey, take it easy, Premdeep. Don't be so hard on yourself. Okay? I will keep an eye on you so you don't get serious in this, no? It's going fine. You can do it all the time because awareness, does, yes, you have to train in the beginning. But it is happening. That's what I mean when you are ready, then it happens. It's not you can do. In the beginning, yes, there's a lot you can do. You have to do something. But when it really starts happening, then it's just to follow them. Because this pull is much stronger than the pull from the mind, because it's much more real. It's just that we be so identified with the mind, with the lower, that the whole attention has been there. But when you open up for something higher, and you make yourself available, and you want to be in that energy, then it happens very spontaneous. It requires love, trust, silence, being still. But it's so fragile that we can lose it anytime, so easily. But beloved, it is so beautiful. There is so much love in this. I have no words to explain how I feel. It is only love. That's why Osho always said that all the disciples, be that man or woman, they have to become female, not lovers. Because it's a love affair. It's like when lovers, real lovers, come together, if there is real love, then they just fall into this harmony. There doesn't need to be any speaking. Just a look in the eyes, just looking at each other, everything is understood. Because there is love. Nothing needs to be said because there is love. It just happens like that. And that's the love affair you have to have. I have no words to explain how I feel. I just want to be part of this mission and to take my responsibility. It is very clear to me that this is what I want. Okay, you are accepted on this mission. Where we are going, I don't know. But it's far out, isn't it? Yes? That's the right crew. That's the crew I need. That's what I mean. You have to be like a little crazy, no? Because we are on a great mission. The greatest mission. But you have no idea and you don't even ask where we're going. Who cares? Because it just feels so good. That's what I mean. People who ask in this and it's like, oh my God. I have already experienced all that I wanted from the world. My place is here. That's another thing. When you're very clear that you have experienced all that you wanted from the world, only then you are really ready for this mission. Otherwise it will always be some things. That's what I mean by totality. Many people, even if they come, they still have their dreams and the mind and the thinking and the fantasies that takes them away because they haven't had that experience. So the mind is still pulling into different things. When your heart, your soul is more mature, then you see through that. Because that memory is there, that remembrance is there. So many times you have done all these things of the world, and you never got happy. And now you see. You have no words for what is happening. That is the right mission. Thank you, beloved, for telling me to stop. With much gratitude and love, Pramdeep. Very good. You stopped, you listened, and in that stopping, we can move also. P.S. I'm going to Mexico this coming month. I thought about canceling my trip since I don't want to lose what I have found. But I want to go, so please give me your blessing, Baba. And see you in March in Brazil. Don't worry about that. You won't lose it. It will just be more strong going back to that madhouse. No, you are connected. You do what you must have some things you have to do there. You have to take care of that. Just do that. You know your mission. Doesn't matter what small missions you have. Just do that. All that is in the computer. You can easily functioning do it, and you will be much more sufficient now, much more effective. You know what your mission is. You know where you are going. If this is needed to be done, do it. No problem. I will be with you. We're going to have fun there, even there in Mexico City, okay? Listen to these words of Rumi. I come to you before dawn to chain you and drag you off. It's amazing and funny that you have to be pulled away. You have to be pulled away from being tortured. Pulled out into this beautiful spring garden. But that is the way it is. This is the dilemma of these Rumis. I come before dawn to chain you and drag you off. It is so amazing and funny, but you have to be pulled. You have to be pulled away from your torture. You have to be pulled away out into this beautiful spring garden. But that's the way it is. Almost everyone must be bound and dragged here. Only a few come on their own. Only a few come on their own. And how happy these Rumis are for those that come by themselves. They come running by themselves. Then it's very easy. Most people have to be chained. Children have to be made to go to school. At first, you have to push them. Then some of them begin to like it. Then slowly, slowly, they start running to school. They expand with learning. They learn something at school. And they get really excited. Then maybe they stay up all night as watchful and alive as thieves. Remember the rewards you get for being obedient. There are two types on the path. Those who come against their will. You can call them blindly religious people, head people, and those who obey out of love. Those who obey out of love. When they hear this voice of love, then they obey. Because this love is very ready. They just need to hear the voice of love, and then they come, they obey. This is the difference. The difference between coconuts and marshmallows. That's what I call it. Beloved Master, I would like to share with you that one day a lady came to me and she asked, "Who is this man in the picture on your chest?" Then I told her, "That's my master." Then she asked, "Master, master of what?" In that moment, I just closed my eyes. And I start to remember how you walk, how you speak, how you move with your arms, how you dance, how you appear in my dreams. Then I realize that I not only love you, but I always feel a great passion for you. Then I open my eyes and the tears started to come. The lady looked at me, very embarrassed, and I forgot what she had asked me about. But I thanked her very much and gave her a hug. I had only met her a couple of times. And the other thing that I would like to share is that now that I'm working with the videos, I can see more and more of your intimacy. And this is helping me, making me understand what you mean when you say that trust comes as a shadow of love. Thank you so much for accepting me the way I am in this moment, with love, trust, and gratitude, Kinsa. Very good, Kinsa. People doesn't understand silence. They don't understand love. They don't understand the language of the heart. So they are at a loss. And the right way, what can you say? What can you say about silence, about love, about trust, about beauty? The best thing is these tears, this helplessness, no? Because this love is beyond any explanation, any words. And that is my problem. How can you say that just with words? Something else has to touch your very heart, your soul. And that is so deep that no words can reach there. But much more real. Much more real than any words. And the deeper this love and this trust goes, Yes, it is true, and I'm happy you feel it. Because when you're really touched by love and how beautiful it is, then it's your own experience, and then out of that realization, then trust comes. Then you become very steady, total. And that will take you into this vastness where time just stops. And that is the real temple. Many times I try and get people to say something from that space, but they always at the loss because it's beyond the words. And that's good because nothing should disturb it. You should just embrace it. Transform.